My name is John Dunn. This is the Gunpowder Plot Show, also known as the Guy Fox Podcast, and we are joined by none other than Bad Dog himself, Bentley Meadows. Hi, buddy.
Hello.
Aloha. Today is March 9th. It's actually my best friend's birthday. Got to call him for a little bit. Happy birthday, buddy. If you watch this.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. If you want to go ahead and plug yourself, then we'll get into it.
I got a show, Bad Dog Show, and then you can get a hold of me at baddogshow@yahoo.com. baddogshow@yahoo.com.
I think Andy's on it. Facebook.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Yeah. Chris, we're on Facebook right now. We haven't done a Facebook Live in a while. But it's been so long that I forgot, kind of. I didn't want to have to spend too much time trying to figure out how to get on to Rumble. But we'll download this on Rumble. My name is obviously John Machada. You can get a hold of me at metv1105@gmail.com. That is metv1105@gmail.com. Go to the website, theweaponbook.com, all one word, theweaponbook.com. Get your first chapter free, or the first chapter free. I just published chapter 15. Do I have an echo on my microphone? To you?
Is it just not to me.
My headset, I think, is giving me the... Anyway, yeah, so I just published chapter 15. I'm in the last division, and I think close to the last half of the last division of the audiobook version of chapter 1. I am so close to putting, I know I said it last time, but go to the website and get the story and enjoy it. It's fun. It's super fun. I mean, it's halfway, a little over halfway through the first book, and the story is intense, if I can say so myself, and it's a lot of fun. You can also get you can go to my store and get some merch. I got some good quality shirts. I still wear my shirt all the time. We're getting out of winter, but the winter hat in there is good quality. My mom got my son that one. The hoodies, great. Andre Willow Air, him and his wife have my hoodie, and they're good quality. They're really, really good. I got a fanny pack on there. Andre Willow Air's brother likes wearing fanny packs, so I made him one. And then there's all sorts of other shit. I think I got like a bag, a whole bunch of stuff. And I've been meaning to update that. I will. So go on there. And then we also have, I got videos. I am backlogged, or I haven't been backlogged, or I will backlog. This video and our last videos, and put them on there too. So there's a bunch of stuff that you can do on the website. As of right now, I don't have any membership to it, to feed to it. You could be a member on there and fuck around, some fun, and then message me. Also, leave me a review on there, if you would. Anybody listening, go on there, check some shit out, read the book, and leave a review. And then you can get a hold of me on any of the major social networking platforms, with the exception of TikTok and what's the other one? Snapchat. I'm not on that one. I'm pretty much on all the other ones. Instagram. I know I have an account, but I haven't been on it in a while. Primarily Twitter, Facebook, and Gab, I'd say. I mean, I am on Truth. You can get a hold of me on there, too. But anyway, just look up John Machada. Spending way too much time on this plug. Look up John Machada. J-O-H-N-O apostrophe M or C-H-A-E-H-A. And let me know if you want me to talk about anything. You think I'm stupid, or if you think I'm right, or if you just want to say howdy, and then we can talk about stuff. So,
he'll talk about it too.
I will talk about it, especially if it's an argument. We get into an argument. If you want to call me up or message me and argue with me about some shit, I'll talk about it on here. Especially if it's really good. It's like a really good, like, deep down debate. I'll fucking talk about it on here.
And he'll thumb wrestle. He's down for a good thumb wrestling anytime.
Pretty good at it. I'll be honest. I do cheat from time to time. I'm not above it. So, pretty petty.
I learned a cheat to thumb wrestling from a stripper.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Was it at a strip club that she taught you that?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Nice.
I didn't actually want to be in there. And so I was kind of hidden. Or not hidden. Just hanging by myself. I'm probably looking grumpy when she came over.
Yeah.
But she, you know, why are you looking like you're looking? And I'm like, because I'm looking at all these hotties in here, and I don't get to go home with none of you all.
Yeah, that's the frustrating part.
I'm like, man, you know, I want to go somewhere where I can go schmooze a girl and take her home.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, honey. She's like, well, and then she asked me something, and anyway, I told her, I was like, well, you want to thumb wrestle? And so we started thumb wrestling, and while we were doing it, she took this finger,
yeah,
and hooked over my thumb and held it down.
About that right now.
Yep. I was like, "That's cheating." She's like, "No, that's tag team."
Well, I thought for sure, was she topless at the time that she came up and talked to you, or what did she ever
nearly?
Oh, she had
You know, I've been around the block or two a couple times here and there, a few other blocks I should have stayed off of. But, you know, like when a stripper walks up and is like, hey, will you buy me a drink? I'm like, no.
Yeah, no. No.
No. No, I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
I am way too cheap.
I don't
think of me as like Jewish while I'm in here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got a lot of them. You either have to pay a cover charge and a drink, pay for a drink. How do you know so much? Because the saddest, one of the saddest nights of my life. One of, not the, spent $90 in, must have been 9 minutes, right? 3 minute song or 2 minute songs. Lap dances. And I walked
I used
away
to have
going.
A joke. We had this really nasty strip club in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to make a smart ass remark to girls every now and then. It would be like, oh man, I'm sorry that I heard you lost your job. They closed it down. And they're like, no, I'm working. I'm like, no, didn't they close down the carousel club? They'd get real pissy because it was like really nasty girls that would work in there.
We all have them. I think we're famous up here in Michigan for having 8 Mile. 8 Mile is like they have the, obviously Eminem made the movie that he was in about 8 Mile, but 8 Mile is a whole bunch of strip clubs. That's the primary amount of our strip clubs are. Where was I going? But the
let me ask you this: when I've been up and around Detroit in that area, like they have like 8 Mile and 9 Mile and other different mile roads, right, or areas or whatever. And back home, we have something similar to that. You know, like 3 Mile Creek, 7 Mile Creek. And people always thought that, you know, that was because the creek was 3 miles long or 7 Mile was 7 miles long.
Oh, I see. And
I'm like, no. I was like, there's 3 miles from this spot. They're seven miles from that spot. And then, you know, 9 mile. And I was like, 9 mile is 9 miles from that spot.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh. So I wonder if that is going on in Detroit and what would be the spot.
Oh, so we have like a baseline road, which I think is actually 8 mile, which doesn't make a lot of sense. But ours is like a grid. It's just a grid, you know, intersecting roads, north, south, east, west road. And a lot of our state Detroit in what's called Detroit Metro, which is the metropolitan area of Detroit, any of the cities really in and outside of Detroit, that all connect. So you'll have 96 and then the service drive to 96 is Schoolcraft. And then above that, you'll have 5 mile, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way up to, I think it goes into the 20s. But just south of 96 is the Plymouth. I think it's Plymouth. And then you get down to like Joy, you get down to Ford, you get down to Michigan Ave, and those all run east west. And then north south, you'll have like Telegraph. East of Telegraph, no thank you. Unless it's southeast. And then you get into, because like east of Telegraph, I think Telegraph for the most part is like Detroit, west side border of Detroit. You've got a little bit of Detroit. It's like a weird printout. So east of Telegraph is Detroit. South of 96, east of Telegraph, there's a little bit of Detroit, and then you start the further south that you get, you'll get into Dearborn, Allen Park, River Rouge, that kind of stuff. So anyway, all of those roads are just, it's a whole grid of intersecting north, south, east, west roads. So, the east, west roads. Above 96, I-96 is just the mile road. So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way up to, I want to say the 20. So if that answers.
In my thing, 8 mile might be 8 miles away from First Street.
It could be. Yeah. So, but they don't call it that. They don't call it, like, we don't have, I don't know a 1, 2, 3, 4 mile. I don't know which, I mean, unless like Plymouth would be considered Ford or four. And then, I don't know, Michigan Ave might be one.
Well, we're, you know, but that's
just. They're a mile apart. So you are in that sense to where like 8 mile.
Would it be like about 8 miles away from First Street?
Yeah, but there's no First Street.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we don't have a first mile or a first street. Or
well, you have 96th Street, right?
I'm sorry?
You had 96th Street.
Yeah, I-96.
And then you have 8 Mile.
And then, yeah, and then 5 Mile above, which is a mile above I-96, roughly. And then you have 6 Mile and then 7 Mile. And they're all a mile apart in that grid, you know, in that north-south, right. North-south, east-west grid of streets. And I only know that because, well, now I live kind of in that area, and I have for a while now. But I would have never, if I would have stayed west of 23, out like west of 23, 23 cuts through Ann Arbor. West of 23 is like primarily Ann Arbor, Hamburg, Saline's south of Ann Arbor. Like you're getting, well, Ann Arbor is a city, obviously a big, pretty big, nice city, one of my favorite cities. And then you start to get more country, but the more east you go at 23, which runs north south for the most part, you're getting into the city in Detroit and shit. So, but we're hopefully in the next year or two, we're going to be moving out towards the country. And, that's in part of why I don't have as many videos out as I'd like recently, since our last one, obviously. kind of my absence is due to, as you and me were kind of talking before this, I've taken on another job. So I've got two careers. This has been something that I've been planning on for almost a year. Really getting into it, getting into the nitty gritty, finally got into it, working a lot and, without, you know, naming what it is necessarily or what it is that I do, I won't be doing that. There has been a, it has taken up quite a bit of my time. I will be able to level it out, as I was talking with you before, where I'll be able to do more episodes after so long. And we'll also see what happens once I can get that that audiobook version of chapter one out, see what that does. And, you know, maybe that might spark something a little bit more in me where I can put forth more time towards, you know, the rest of the chapters of the audiobook and maybe spend a little bit more time on that doing podcasts and what have you. You know, I know I'm fully aware of what I've said in prior podcasts about like wanting to do X, Y, and Z and then not being able to do those things just because, you know, like you said, I got to take care of the family first. I got to get this on lockdown and then I can start kind of building up from there. And this was a year ago when I decided to go forward with this. You know, it was like, okay, this is going to be a pretty big endeavor. And it took a lot to come at now. It's going to take a lot going forward too, but eventually it'll start to kind of, I can relax a little bit. For the next year, it's going to be pretty busy for sure. But then even within that, I'll get to a place where I'll be able to do, because I do really enjoy doing podcasts, especially once I get us on here. And we're going like, okay, you know, this is fun. And I remember how fun it is.
Yeah, because we're about ready to go moonshine.
Yeah. So I like the title of moonshining. It's a lot like the late night nuggets. So, and I guess technically this is kind of like a late night nugget. But yeah. Now I have to tell this story. Like a lot of jobs, I had to get a background check done. And so, you know, there's a series of interviews and stuff like that that I had to go through in order to just test or get to this position. Well, as I'm in there and I'm talking to the hiring person, they go, all right, you know, we got to talk about some stuff, X, Y, and Z. And they go, about as nonchalant as it can be. And I'm in a suit. I hate being in a suit. I'm in a suit. You know, I'm talking and everything's going great. Got a smile on my face. I'm like, all right, after this, I'm all done. And they go, well, in 2003, you have a warrant for carjacking and assault. I couldn't process it as they were saying it to me. Warrant. Like the words warrant, carjack assault all came out. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Can you use that in a sentence?
Yeah. Can you repeat yourself? I mean, a deer lights look gave this person, I guess, was enough for them to go, okay, we believe. Because I was just like, I'm saying, and they finished saying what they said. And I'm like, wait, like in my head, it's like, okay, well, this isn't good. that doesn't sound like what they're saying. And sure enough, I'm like, I don't. And my response, I feel like sounded almost like a drug dealer going, I don't know where those drugs came from. You know what I mean? Like, I just kept going, look, I don't know what this is. You know, like I go, this, I've ever heard of it. I mean, as it turns out, so long story short, I think what it was that somebody did do some kind of carjacking with assault and used aim. And then they caught him and they found out what their real name was. And then my name just never was taken off of whatever the document or whatever was used.
Right.
And once I could get my head wrapped around everything and, you know, after it, and in fact, they were really cool. They were like, all right, well, you know, obviously we're going to have to look into this. Oh, okay, great. I went out, I left the interview and I went out right away. I've got some people who are in the court system and law enforcement. And I started talking to them. And so, like I said, long story short, they're like, yeah, this must be what it was. But that was kind of terrifying to an effect. Like, holy shit, somebody can just put my name on something. You know, say it was a carjacking and assault. So I was never part of a carjacking or assault or anything that could be perceived as a carjacking or assault. So
like I wasn't even in 8 Mile at that time.
Yeah. So that and then I had to take a drug test. And the place that I went to. It's like I'm half Murphy, right? And so the Murphy's Law works against me. It works so well for my sister. She gets all the good luck, but the bad Murphy Law luck I get often. And that was I'm not superstitious. I'm religious, but I'm not superstitious. But it's like you have to kind of acknowledge when you have that many bad things happen. Like that, you know, oh, hey, by the way, since 2003, for 20 years, for two decades, you've had a warrant out for your arrest. Doggy, I've been pulled over. Like I've been pulled a couple times, was never arrested. So it's just weird that that would come up in a background check at you know a time when I'm trying to get hired this position. But anyway, it was a happy ending. I got through it. Everything was great. Ended up going and having to pee again for a different, obviously passed, got through everything and here we are. So
woohoo.
But, yeah. So that's kind of a catch up to the last time we talked about everything and where. How have you been?
I've been great. Been doing some home renovations. I was working this last job. It was kind of funny. It was like I was doing certain things and somebody else was doing other certain things. And when the homeowner came in, they only liked the stuff that I'd done. And it was kind of funny. The guy was like, well, you only like them because you saw him doing them. I was outside listening. I was eavesdropping and hearing this. So it was kind of cool. It was fun.
Yeah.
I was like, ha, ha. Yeah. And it would, how about this? This is something I got on him about just before the homeowner showed up. He's like, yeah, we're done. And I'm like, no, man, you still got to put those vents up. And I was like, what, there's something else you needed to do. And why do you stop when you're, all you got to do is put in one more screw and you're done. But you, before you do that, you go take a cigarette break. I don't understand that. He's like standing there looking at me like I'm stupid. I'm like, okay, I'm just curious. And of course, the homeowner came in and all that shit he hadn't done was not done. I'm like,
jeez.
What's up with people?
Yeah.
I mean, I get paid pretty good by the hour. So I was, at one point, I was like, hey, dude, you know, I take pride in what I do. I was like, I know that's a different concept for you. Oh man, I'm a treat to work with. I'm fun. I let them know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but so you know that there's a bunch of different factors as to why the workforce isn't quite what it used to be. you know, entitlement and shit like that. But I mean, that's true. You got a lot of people that for some reason aren't very proud of the work that they do. But if you question them on it, you know, it's like they still want to have dignity about themselves, and they'll argue you and get upset when you point out that they're a shit job. But yet they won't fix themselves.
I'm like, why can't you? Because I was like, I was trying to be an example with you on this job. So when I was like, remember when you're like, hey man, let's go take a smoke break, and I would turn around and be like, well, let me finish this right here.
Yeah.
What I am doing.
Let's do our job first, which that's what how it's supposed to go. I mean, I get if it's like a job and it's taking you a while to get done. You know, like, all right, it's been an hour. Smoke breaks tend to be about an hour or so. But if you're like close to being done, I mean, I can't imagine. Are you talking about just putting up the
Let's say that I'm putting up a ceiling fan.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's say I would have already put up two. And I'm just lacking. All I got to really do now is practically plug a wire into the back of a light kit and put the light kit up into the fan and twist it, and I'm done.
Yeah.
Right? And this guy's wanting just to, you know, just leave that. You can finish that when you come back. And this is a guy getting paid by the job, and I'm getting paid by the hour.
Yeah. So you'd imagine he'd want to get finished quicker.
Yeah, you think it would be the opposite.
Yeah.
Like, I would be wanting to milk the clock. But, you know, like I said, I get paid pretty good by the hour, so I'm cool.
People are funny creatures, man. They do dumb shit like that. Trump. How's Trump doing?
Trump seems to be doing good. You know, not that I'm a Trump guy like that, but not that I'm anti-Trump, I guess, either. I'm not pro Biden, that's for damn sure. But Trump just seems to be trumping away, man.
So what was the last with this new endeavor that I've partook in, as I was telling you, I don't have all the time in the world to keep up with current events. I mean, I do too, but no matter what I was. Couple, I don't know, month or 2 months ago. I know him and Nikki Haley are still running through these what are they called? Caucuses?
Oh, the general election?
The election. And
yeah, she's out.
She won. Go ahead.
She's out. She's done.
Oh, is she?
She quit.
When did that happen?
They suspend them now. I don't understand that, but it seems like all of a sudden this year they're suspending their campaign.
When did that happen? When did she get suspended? I mean,
a week ago. They're Super Tuesday.
Oh, all right. But
you know, I think she won like Delaware.
What happened?
I think she won Delaware, and that was it.
I thought she lost Delaware. I thought she lost all of them except for and this was recent, right? Last week she Washington D.C.
Oh yeah, she probably won Washington D.C.
So sure. She won the swamp. She lost everything else. She lost where like all the normal people are, but she won where like the most corrupt politicians are. You know, at least that's what I was noticing. Yeah, he's been beating the hell out of her everywhere. Where is she out of? South Carolina? South Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah. She's
and
South
he beat
Carolina.
Her there, which is pretty embarrassing. I mean, was always, why is she running? What a traitor. What a turncoat. I mean, the question was always like, why running? You know, she had no chance. She never had a chance. She never came close. She wasn't even beating. I don't think she was beating DeSantis, was she? At any point, she was always below him.
Yeah, maybe she might. They were either real close, but she was. I think she got him somewhere. Even DeSantis, yeah, she was way off.
Yeah, she was closer than Nick was.
I'm not impressed with this election cycle.
I'm sorry?
I'm not impressed with the election cycle. Trump or Biden. You know, Trump's wanting people to pay his lawyer fees. You know? I'm like, what? Are you high, dude?
Well, and for sure, that should ever have to fall on the taxpayer, because I'm the way that I am, and I hate the taxpayer ever having to pay for anything. He's made choices and decisions that I've critiqued. I'll continue to critique. He came out with a shoe. I get it. I get, like, trying to get, you know, funds to help with the campaign and do what everybody, I mean, if it's available, it only makes sense to try to have to pay for the campaign with your own money.
He ought to get Gene Simmons to promote him.
Why would that help?
Well, man, Gene Simmons promotes you can get a kiss anything, I think. You can get a kiss coffin. I'm not lying.
Are they still that big of a name that they can have that kind of?
Well, he does. He has promoted them. You can get anything you want from Gene Simmons.
That's interesting.
That's the kind of guy he is. Like Trump and his tennis shoes. Yeah, they were gold. And I remember, like, people were talking about them. And I'm like, of course they were gold, dummy. It's Trump. Everything about him's gold.
That's true. I mean, he did so well with the hat. The hat, which is iconic. I never got a Trump hat.
I'm not a trucker hat guy.
I don't know if somebody, I mean, I know that the left would consider me a Trump guy. I know that people that would consider me a Trump guy. I'm certainly a supporter of him, but I never got the hat. But, you know, like I said, okay, I'm going to critique him where I think that he's wrong. I think he's still wanting to promote the Operation Warp Speed in his vaccine, which was such a fucking massive failure. You know, he did shit wrong, but I know this sounds strange talking about a multi-billionaire, a very rich person who is in the public view, public space, whatever. But he's more normal than the politicians who are career politicians, you know, at least as far as I'm concerned, he was, you know, he was outside of the spectrum of politics.
Well, how about what did you hear what Alex Jones said about Trump if he wins president, if he's the president? What people are planning right now, like the BLM and Antifa and the trans, they are planning, according to Alex Jones, to burn it all down if Trump is elected.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me if that's the case, if that does happen. I would assume that we would see a resurgence of Antifa. We haven't really seen them very much in the last 4 years.
Right.
Them has also went away. Of course, as the saying goes, they show up every 4 years, just like most politicians. Every 4 years they show up. And all of a sudden, you know, now you have racial divide although it's been pretty bad over the past 4 years, it's going to ramp up again. You know, Democrats are going to bring it back to life, you know, more than it was, and say that white supremacy is still the driving force behind all things American. And, you know, we're going to see all of that again. So that wouldn't surprise me. Of course, you know, I've gotten to a point where I'm not surprised by the depths that the liberal leftist machine will go to. That doesn't surprise me too much. I'll tell you what. So I use CastBox to podcast to listen to a lot of podcasts. And they switched it up with Alex Jones for some reason. I haven't been in my cycle of, you know, listening to him. And I went to go do it the other day, and his last episode on there was like maybe December, late December, early January. So, but he is still on it. I had to find him at a different spot and go back into listening. So I haven't listened to him in maybe the past 5 days. So unless, is that what you're talking about? He said something the last couple of days to that effect.
It was, yeah, I would say I've heard it in the last 5 days.
Yeah. I'd listen to him. Guy's been right about a shit ton of things.
I wouldn't even speculate that anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. There's any time that the establishment loses control, you can bet that they're going to pull out all the stops to try to get that back. And, you know, that's the problem with Trump. Another criticism of his that I have is you haven't told us what you're going to do to prevent having the election stolen from you. You know, it looks like just like last time. It looks like you've got it in the bag. But, you know, this happened last time. It looked like you had it in the bag. And then, you know, given we had a little bit different of a situation where we had, you know, lockdowns and the mail-in ballots were used in a new fashion like they'd never been before. I don't know if he's changed his approach to it and told people to vote with mail-in ballots, not just show up in person. I'm not saying to do both, but, you know, not to be afraid of sending in those mail-in ballots. Not that I know if that's going to do anything, but I mean, that's just, he hasn't really addressed how he's going to prevent having the elections stolen again, unless just betting on votes. But, you know, we were kind of, I think most people were to an effect kind of assured that he was going to get all the votes last time, majority of the votes last time, and look what happened. So, you know,
well, he got more than he did the first time, and right. He lost by 10 million votes.
Right, to somebody that got more votes than anybody prior to him. And, you know, the liberal left claimed that it, I don't think it was just liberal left, but I guess the claim was that a lot of those votes were out of spite towards Trump. And I don't know if that's kind of the feeling this time, is that it's going to be out of spite for Biden and the economy and the state of the country. Over the past 4 years, how bad it's got, you know, inflation, gas prices of everything, you know, all of that. And how bad it's gotten is somehow going to, you know, translate into a higher turnout for Trump than Biden. And I think I feel like that's what it really is. I think that most people are kind of assuming that Trump's going to get in because of that. So and I don't think it's safe to assume anything. Knowing that, you know, like I said, the depths that the liberal leftist Democrat to in order to win, they're going to come together at the end. You know, in the last month, they're going to fucking maybe 2 months or whatever. They're going to really come together for Biden. They have a history of doing it. You know, that's something that you have to acknowledge.
And they still got plenty of time to put Trump in jail.
Oh, yeah. So. There's still that. Funny enough, that's what I wanted to talk about. How about that case in Georgia?
Yeah, that turned out spectacularly awesome for me to sit back and be like, yeah, you know, because I get it. You get it. But those people on the left, those O'Biden supporters, they fail to see any of that the same way we do.
You know, they're if I can try to strongman their argument or steelman their argument, it's that they think that, you know, Trump and the Trump base is just trying to how to describe it, take out a district attorney, not based off of the Trump of everything. I'm not explaining it right. That instead of like, okay, well, Trump did something bad, and you know, we're trying to take away the person that's going to prevent or that's to hold Trump accountable. We're just trying to take the person out. That'll somehow take care of the whole issue as it is. But, you know, I think majority of people's argument is that, like, well, this was a witch hunt in the first place. Like, never the overwhelming vast majority of these cases, going after Trump is something that you never did with any other president. And if we're holding Trump to the rule of law, which we're not, because
we're making up laws, imaginary laws.
Yeah, just making up laws. If we were to actually hold presidents to rule of law, you know, why aren't we going after Obama for murdering a U.S. citizen outside of the country? You know,
drone.
Well, yeah, when he drone strike a United States citizen without due process, murdered him, you know, flat out. Why is he sitting in the jail cell because of that?
Flat out. And, you know, that was a complete scumbag, and nobody else that day deserved it more than him. But so he was an American citizen.
But he wasn't. Yeah. And he deserved.
And that's illegal.
Right. In terms of our law and what we're supposed to follow, there was no due process. He just went and killed him. So
now
that's against the law. The president isn't supposed to be able to do that. So, and he did. Yeah. Being held accountable.
He okayed that, and that is illegal. I mean, it's clearly I need to go look up that exact statute. But all he would have had to done, and he has the power, was to make him not an American citizen anymore, revoked his passport, and then he could have bombed him. And like I said, nobody deserved it, in my opinion, but I'm not the law.
Right.
And it's just my opinion. But it's not my opinion that he broke the law. He did break the law that day.
Yeah, agreed. And he's not being held to the same standard. And so what this does with Trump, not that I think he's going to do it, which is the downside. But then again, I don't know. You know, it's a big part of why I want to see a second term with Trump. Trump gets in. He doesn't have to worry about being reelected. And so he gets to do whatever he wants. But, you know, this what they've done to him is really opened it up for him to be able to get in and go after everybody that went after him, which is what I would like to see. But I don't think he's going to do it, you know, sadly. I know the argument to the first term and him not going after Hillary Clinton, you know, he wants to get in a second term. So it's like, okay, I'll give you that. Now, let's see let's see what he does. Does he go after Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton? Does he go after, especially now, the establishment that went after him? Under such, you know, bullshit terms, and the made up laws and rules and all this other shit that they did in order to get him, in order to try and prevent him from running again, which is really all of this is. So back to the case in Georgia. What was her name? Fannie Willis. That was the Georgia district attorney, right? The scandal that she's had. Everything. So last that I was able to see, I mean, the case was essentially falling apart. I'm getting all these parts right in my head. She paid for security from her boyfriend, and then it's all kind of this mismatch of like the funds that she misappropriated to her boyfriend that was running her security, and she account for everything, And that's kind of what's throwing the case into falling apart. If it hasn't totally fallen apart by now, I haven't checked maybe the Packers. So
it's still up in the air. But yeah, she was leaving snail trails on mattress sheets all over the Caribbean. paying for cash.
Like if you're gonna go after
cash, it's a black thing. All black people got cash at the house.
Oh yeah. Fucking what a ghetto hood rat fucking sits up there and talks. I saw the day that she went in and testified, and she admitted that she was pacing in her office waiting for her turn, and she ran down, admitted these things. And it's like, well, if you didn't do anything wrong, why are you saying this? Why are you admitting that you were worried? Like, you're essentially saying that you were worried about this and you couldn't wait to come in here. And then you tried to control the questioning from the prosecuting attorney. And it's like, you should know as the district attorney, you're a fucking lawyer. Like you should be approaching this from a standpoint of like, you're confident, you know, that you didn't do anything wrong. Instead, she was very confrontational and argumentative.
Oh, and her boyfriend is the prosecutor.
Yeah. Well, she hired,
I think, her brother was her security.
I thought her boyfriend. Oh, that's right. Yeah, well, yeah, what the fuck?
He's the prosecutor.
Yeah, and she misappropriated funds with him.
Yeah, she's paying him, like, over the chart, over the top for being a prosecutor against Trump, too.
Oh, how much did she misappropriate? I thought it was, like, over $200,000. It was over some large amount, which I don't think the money that she claimed to have at her house in cash, that, you know, her only response to, well, where did you get that money, was, well, my blood, sweat, tears. And it's like, okay, quit. You're being dramatic.
Okay.
More than what she claimed to have kept at her house. So it's like, you know, she's trying to use this stereotype to shield herself from prosecution. And she really fucked up, and it looks like that's all gone. Fall apart, which is so funny that, you know, if you're going to go after the former president, you have to understand, like, he's gonna come at you pretty hard too. He's not gonna fuck around. He's gonna have a team of lawyers that are gonna be, you know, somewhat
private investigators.
Yeah, they're gonna hire private investigators. They're gonna
Fannie Willis. Wait till they find out that that's just her street name. You know, all the black people I know always had a street name. I've known black people, I didn't even know their actual name.
Oh, yeah. I had a good buddy of mine for the longest time. When I first met him, I'm not going to use any last names, but when I first met him, his name was Reggie. So that's what I called him. And I don't know if Reggie was his middle name. But eventually, all of it, like, I ended up later finding out that everybody called him James. Like, why didn't you tell me to call you James, dude? And that's what he went by after so long. So it was weird. Tucker Carlson went to Russia with that was about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And interviewed Vladimir Putin. You see that?
Yeah. Well, how'd I didn't feel? Listen to the interview. I didn't listen to snippets, I suppose.
Right. I didn't listen to it in full. I think what most people probably did was listen to a lot of the clips. So I did the same.
It looked stupid to me.
I think what people probably took away, one, the mainstream media fell apart. They were losing their mind that he was going and interviewing Putin. And it's like, yeah, but you guys did this. Like, there was numerous mainstream media I don't know, pundits or whatever you want to call them, that interviewed Putin over the last two decades. But, you know, now that we're in this proxy war, you know, now it's like the end of the world that Tucker would go out and interview, which needs to be done, interview Putin to see what he says. And I really hate that fucking team mentality that people have developed, where it's like, well, we can't hear what the other side has to say. And it totally goes against my argument of, like, you know thy enemy, and see what the enemy's saying. You know, turns out we might be the bad guys. I would argue we've been the bad guys a lot of the time, you know, not necessarily the United States as a whole, but, you know, our government, and the establishment that's in our government, getting us in this fucking proxy war, sending, you know, well over $100 billion to the Ukraine, or to Ukraine, to fight in this bullshit proxy war, and we're sending more. And did you watch Biden's State of the Union address?
I watched about 45 seconds, dude. Seriously. As soon as I turned it on, he was like screaming about something. I was just like, okay, Grandpa.
So I watched, I think Mark Dice put out the video this morning. It was either this morning or yesterday morning. It was the same State of the Union address, in parts verbatim to what he had last year.
That's ridiculous. Like,
yeah, well, he's known for doing that.
Who writes his speeches?
I don't know. I don't know if
who's writing that garbage.
Yeah, that nobody would pick up on it. It's the same State of the Union address from last year. I guess it's the same one from the year before, which he has done throughout his career. He got in trouble, I think, two separate occasions for plagiarizing other people. I mean, this time he's plagiarizing his own speech. But his original State of the Union address was plagiarized from other speeches in the past, which he's, like I said, gotten in trouble at two separate occasions for sure.
You know, I listen to some of the snippets, and if some guy was acting like him in a bar to me, I would have to ask him if he was picking a fight.
Yeah.
Dude, are you picking a fight with me? And I can't remember what it was, but it sounded like he was picking a fight. What was it he said to the Supreme Court justices? Everybody else in there was clapping around him, and they were all sitting there stoic. But, yeah, he was talking about coming after them.
Oh, yeah. Well, because they don't like that the Supreme Court's majority conservative.
Yeah, and they went 9-0 on that Trump immunity thing.
Yeah, for keeping him on the ballot.
Oh yeah, keeping him on the ballot.
Yeah. So the which was good. I kind of figured that was going to happen. I hoped it was going to. I didn't have a lot of faith, because even though it's, you know, three of his picks, they haven't really had his back. They certainly didn't have his back in 2020 to even hear any cases against or for Trump in terms of the election. So that pissed me off about them. So I didn't have I haven't had a very strong, a lot of confidence, I should say, in any of the results or anything that the Supreme Court would come up with. So I was happy to see that's how it should have went. Because it's just, as we said, you know, a lot of this shit is, it's just made up. It's just, you know, it's a witch hunt to try and prevent Trump from running. So it was nice to see that. But who was it? I was watching Elijah Schaefer today, and he had a whole segment somebody made where it just showed all of Biden's gaffes. And I mean, it went on for a while of like him just losing train of thought. I know I do it. I think most people do it. I think most, hell, most people that put out videos, who edit their videos, I think they do it too. And that's where you'll see a lot of the jump cuts and things like that, because sitting out where they lose train of thought, they get back to it, you know, whatever. But it's not in the same way. Like, the fucking guy starts on something often and just trails off, which is it shows the contrast between leaders, especially if we're talking about Vladimir Putin and his interview with Tucker, where he can go back as far as what, the fucking 8th century, you know, and talk about Russian history and be able to recall, you know, all of these significant points in history and things that went on. Give if somebody thinks that he was wrong about whatever it may be, he can still do that. You know, he's got the mental stability or fortitude, whatever you want to call it, where he can recall those things. And Biden can't fucking stay on track, you know, for any speech that I think he's ever given. You know, he'll usually trail off into something. And you just see that there's a serious mental decline. I will say this. I'm surprised that they haven't tried to replace him yet, that they haven't put somebody else up. Like, I know they're kind of toying, or at least the rumor, the idea is that they're wanting to put in, you know, Michelle Obama, I think, was a stretch, but somebody like Governor Newsom from California, I think, would be a better bet. And I am surprised that they haven't pushed and tried to get him to run against Trump. But I think what they're also doing, they did ask Biden if he was going to debate Trump, and they're kind of playing this safeguard of like saying, well, I think Biden's response was, well, we'll see how he behaves. And it's like, that's not the answer that you should have gave. You should have just said, yeah, I'll debate whatever. I mean, anybody without mental decline would, I think, argue, yeah, I'll fucking debate him wherever, or I can beat him or what. But I think they're playing it safe, where it's like they're to kind of do, you know, see any kind of polls that show if he should be able to do it or not. So, I mean, we'll see. I got a couple more parts and then I'm going to get going. But, I finally shot an AR-15.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Doggy.
How'd you like that?
I went over to Andre Willow Ayers. I had this shotgun. I don't want to give away too much. I don't know what the ATF would have a problem with me saying. But it was a, how can I say it? It was a badass shotgun. my uncle let me borrow it to shoot it. And how we're going to kind of do it is like, he gave me the shotgun to shoot and just have fun with. And then he, in order to kind of like, I don't know, see each other more, he's going to come up and bring me a new gun. We're going to switch out guns and I'll shoot that. You know, it'll be an excuse for us to get together whenever he comes up. So I went over to Andre Willow Ayers finally and got it. It was so fun. I brought my pistol out. He brought his, and he has an AR-15. And I've never shot an AR-15. And it was so good. I did not know. And he had told me, I mean, I've had people say, you know, like, it's so easy to shoot them and this, that, and the other.
It's like pointing a finger.
Say that again?
It's like pointing a finger.
Yeah. There's like no recoil. I think I probably felt. It was kind of loud. I mean, we had ear protection in, obviously, but. I feel like it's like shooting a 22, you know.
Yeah.
It's so good. Oh man, it's so good. So, what was funny is the shotgun is semi-automatic. We were shooting at his targets. He has the rack with the metal targets that hang down.
Cool.
And I got, what's it called? It's not birdshot. I think they might even be smaller pellet birdshot, which I don't know if that's, I guess that is a thing. But it's for basically like target shooting and shit like that. Yeah. So I had this massive magazine in there where you rip through rounds, and I started shooting his target, and you can hear it, like, we videotaped each other everything. It's like every time I pull, you know, you can hear me hit the target. It's like pating, pating, pating. By the time I was done, there was no paint left on the target. He was like, maybe we should not shoot that with the shotgun. Because, you know, you want it to hit and all that. And I just fucking, those shells just ripped all the paint off. I felt, but it was that, I definitely approve the AR-15. However, I don't know if you'd agree with me on this. I would assume that you probably would. When it comes to home defense, get a shotgun. Get a shotgun, load it up. Buckshot. Buckshot will do good. Don't do it with a slug. And the only reason that I say that is you're going to have, I think you would have less. I mean, you'd have more of an how would I say this? If you have intruders coming into your home, racking, let's say with a pump shotgun, racking that first shell is going to make a very distinct noise that the intruders will understand you mean business. But also, if you go to shoot, a bullet is going to go through drywall more so than I think. Well, buckshot will too, but I don't think it's going to be as more of a worry, you know, of hitting somebody, you know, shooting completely through your house, where buckshot will stop in the studs and what have you. Would you agree with that?
It had to be a particular shotgun because you're confined in the house.
Yeah.
They got guns out now that you can use shotgun shells in. Pistols.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not like giant shotgun shells.
Right. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, they're like little fucking, 30-06 shells?
Yeah.
Now, by all means, get all the guns that you want, you know, for personal use or whatnot.
Definitely I'm just a gun.
In terms of home protection, like get a pistol, rifle.
And shoot it. Practice it.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and also in case shit goes sideways in our country, you're going to want all the guns that you can get your hands on, as well as all the ammunition that you can get.
And keep shooting.
But
don't stop.
And keep shooting. Get good at it. Yeah. Like I keep saying, man, join your local militia. You know, I know people don't necessarily agree with me, but I think that has a lot more to do with the conditioning from the government and academia and the media, and how they ruined the reputation of the militias. I still intend to join or start a militia here in Michigan. It's just out of all of the militias in the United States, the Michigan militia has had the the most attention and most involvement of FBI.
the FBI
creating them, you know,
is all the Michigan militias.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're the Michigan militia is tied into the Oklahoma City bombing, which is much like in something that I didn't know for a long time is much like 9/11, you know, where there's a huge conspiracy around that, where you know, it wasn't Tim McVeigh. But then you have the Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot, where the FBI were like so involved in that. You know, they entrapped three guys in that, which is just awful. And it seems like nobody really gives two shits about that whole thing, which is sad. So, but yeah, by all means, like fucking join a militia. It doesn't mean you have to plot stuff. I mean, it's really for defense. You know, that's what our military force is supposed to be. We're supposed to be defense, which is, you know, my problem with us going into other people's countries and and being involved in conflicts and stuff like that. You know, how would we feel if, I don't know, Colombia or China or Russia, for the liberal left, or England or Zimbabwe, you know, if any of their militaries were to be in the United States, in your backyard, pointing guns at your kids, telling you that you're in a, you have a curfew, and telling you to, you know, you had to go through checkpoints and shit like that. I don't think we'd be very happy about that. Turns out, you know, people in other countries aren't very happy that we're there either. You know, our military is supposed to be for defensive measures only, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know.
Yeah, and if our border is as fluid as I'm led to believe,
yeah,
you know, anything could be happening.
Right. So, you know, who am I? You know, if only, I could get my way, I think things would be just a tad bit better. I mean, I guess really that's it. I was going to go on a YouTube channel, and I still may, called Nerd Wars. It's a, this dude has some fucking editing skills, dude. Check out Nerd Wars on YouTube. All one word, Nerd Wars. And this guy's fucking phenomenal. He's just a normal dude, puts together videos. He's not liberal leftist. He likes Alex Jones. He's more, I think he does cover politics, but he is disgruntled with the entertainment industry, you know, more specifically the shit that he's into. And I think he might be around my age. I'd say he's probably somewhere in between 30 and 40. And he doesn't like, you know, that the liberal left has come in and ruined, you know, things like Star Wars and the comic industry and comic movies and video games and stuff like that, just like, you know, most people. And he points out all of the problems with those things and what the liberal left has done. But he's got a really good channel. He's gaining a nice little following, and I was going to go on there, but we had to cancel for something on his side, which was kind of good on my side too, because I kind of had to take a break from this to an effect. So, but I think I'm going to go on his show sometime in the future. So that's something to look out for. And I'll certainly, you know, put it out that I'll be going on his show beforehand. Did you know, and this kind of bums me out a little bit, Ben Shapiro made a rap song with Tom McDonald?
I heard that.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't actually heard it though.
I heard a little bit of it. I wasn't. I like Tom McDonald. Like him a lot. I like. I think he's a very talented rapper. As much as I hate rap, I like quite a few of his songs. One of them, "White Boys," is just a fucking jam, dude. That thing gets it. But he made one with Ben Shapiro, and I'm like, fuck, dude. I need to make a video with. I mean, it's kind of got, you know, it's got something to it, I guess. But it doesn't make me dislike Tom McDonald. I just can't stand Ben Shapiro anymore. So anything that he teaches fucking bums me out a little bit. But yeah, by all means, go check it out. Want to get a little laugh.
I heard that Tucker and Ben Shapiro had a problem.
Yeah, I think more so on Ben Shapiro's side, but that's because Ben Shapiro is one of those Jews that, you know, he has to, if anybody criticizes Judaism or Israel in any way, shape, or form, they're an anti-Semite. You know, like, yeah, I think that comes with the territory of believing that you're God's chosen people and the superiority complex that comes with that. Especially being that expired 2000 years ago, you know, when Jesus came along, you know, now you've got these people like Hero that said, anytime that you criticize anything that has to do with Israel, if you're not on Israel, you know, this is a fucking weird thing. what's his Devin Tracy, who I hope he hears this at some point or another. I've debated with him just a tad bit on Twitter. Devin Tracy runs a channel called Atheism is Unstoppable. He's actually on Gavin McGinnis's censored censored.tv channel group, whatever you want to call it. He is so pro Israel. It's so weird because he's such an atheist. He's I don't know if he's a former Democrat. I know at one point he was pretty strong Democrat. He was pretty strong liberal, but he's kind of come out. He stepped away from, I guess, that to an effect. He's been making a lot of videos within the past, I don't know, year or two, maybe longer, calling out, you know, certain communities like the Black community and the amount of crime that the black male youths have been involved in, and the media's coverage of it, things of that nature. So he got canceled, you know, probably back around 2016-17. But yeah, the strange thing is that now they have this Israel-Palestine conflict that's still ongoing, making a strong stance in favor of Israel. So fucking strange. Very bizarre. How did it get on there? Oh, from Ben Shapiro. Yeah, so I'll continue on with that. Maybe the next episode I'll talk a little bit more about Devin Tracy. He's such a fucking twat. But anyway, yeah, so for Ben Shapiro, he's just, anytime that you criticize Israel, Judaism of any sort, like the Jews that had the underground tunnel, which kind of went away, didn't it? Have we heard anything more about that? Yeah, so, you know, the thought was that there was some human trafficking shit going on with those tunnels, which is why they were in secret. You know, that could be wrong, I suppose. I'm not willing to necessarily let that go. I would think that, oh shit. Look at what time it is.
Oh my.
You know why? Bring forward.
Oh, jump. Yeah, okay.
I'm like, there's no way we've been on. We've only been on for an hour. We started at fucking 1:30.
Yeah.
Holy shit. I'm not getting much sleep. Fuck. good thing I get to sleep in tomorrow. Wow. Fuck yeah, we gotta get off. Yeah, we'll talk more about Ben Shapiro next time. Wow. It's 3:30, everybody. Because the time change just happened. Oh, good thing. I'm gonna finish my whiskey and go to bed. All right, so we'll talk more about Ben Shapiro and Devin Tracy and Israel and Ukraine topic next time. Anything more that you want to discuss, sir?
No, I'm good.
Well, I will try to have this out and uploaded tomorrow, the 10th of March, which is when people are probably going to be watching this. All right. Until next time, be accountable, be responsible. Don't be no bitch-ass liberal.
Peace. Later.